Broadcasting live from the Lower Roswell Road in South Marietta Zaxby's Studios in Cobb County, it's time for Cobb Business Radio, spotlighting and highlighting business leaders in our area.
Good morning. This is Lanice Williams, your host for Cobb County Business Radio X, here with another edition where I highlight the best and the brightest that are in and also serving Cobb County. And today I have a studio full of guests. I have three guests. You guys almost broke the record. Almost. So I have Tricia Kavitt, who is the owner of Jillian's Top Drawer. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I also have Ryan Klopfer, who is, Ryan, you are the spokesperson, I guess we should say, a student ambassador.
Student ambassador.
Student ambassador for the Wounded Warrior Project. And Dr. Erica Gamble, who is also known as the Wig Doctor. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to have all of you here. I am going to start with Miss Tricia.
Yay.
Tricia, please tell us a little bit about yourself and about Jillian's Top Drawer.
Well, first of all, I am not from Atlanta, but we actually moved here in 2002. Mm-hmm. And I have a wonderful husband I've been married to for 15 years.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you. We have four girls. One lives down in Pensacola, Florida with her husband. My other daughter, who is Victoria, she is working with me with the online business. And Jillian, who is our granddaughter, that's the name of the business.
Aww.
Is named after her.
Cute.
Our first granddaughter. And then we have an 11-year-old and a 9-year-old who also help me. And they're teaching them to be great entrepreneurs also.
It's a family affair.
Yes, yes.
So you mentioned that you weren't from Atlanta. Where did you grow up?
Well, actually, it's kind of funny that I'm here sitting with the Wounded Warriors. But all of my brothers and my father are ex-military.
Mm-hmm.
My dad retired from the Navy, so I was a Navy brat. So mm-hmm. we traveled around the country, California mostly, and then the East Coast, and we've been to the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ended up here after I married my husband.
Awesome. So I reading here that, well, you also told us that you are a mom. I like to call you a mompreneur. So what is it like trying to balance this whole thing with the kids, with the job, everything you have going on?
Well, since the girls are older, it's a lot easier. I used to work outside of the home when my two older daughters were little. So, you adjust. And so I actually enjoy working at home because not only am I my own boss, I actually can, when it's time for them to, you know, get out of school, I can go pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
And I can work online. I can still talk to people. And it's actually, I enjoy it. I mm-hmm. actually enjoy it more so than working outside of the home.
That was my next question. Which would you prefer, working outside of the home or obviously, like you said, working for yourself?
Well, I mean, I guess that's a loaded question.
It has its pros and cons, but I'm sure probably, I mean, if you're like me, you know, I like to be really involved in my children's lives. So that's one of the big reasons why I entered entrepreneurship. Because I want to be that mom, you know, go get my kids off the school bus on days that I can. I don't want to miss a play. I want to be there for everything. So I know it's loaded. It's a loaded question because it has its pros and cons. But I'm sure as a mom, this is probably a better situation.
Yes, it is, especially when you have a husband like Phil, that's
mm-hmm.
his name,
mm-hmm.
Who's very supportive of mm-hmm. me. I am one of those type of people where I change. So my career has changed during my adult life,
mm-hmm.
but with Jillian's Top Drawer, I've actually enjoyed this the most
mm-hmm.
because I love clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I love trying out new things. So basically when I make my products, it's based on things that I would buy as a consumer.
Mm-hmm.
So basically being a stay-at-home mom, work-at-home mom,
mm-hmm.
I actually enjoy the fact that I get to be creative and my own boss,
mm-hmm.
but then it has its, you know, the money sometimes isn't as great as you would like it to be
mm-hmm.
when you're first starting a business.
Right, right. So you mentioned you have clothing items and you make items. Tell us about the items that you sell.
Okay, well, the clothes, basically with that is just like a retail store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you get your business license, and you have to get a retail license mm-hmm. also in order to purchase, you know, wholesale. And so basically what I do is that I, you know, buy the clothes from basically wherever, you know, Macy's or mm-hmm. they purchase. People don't understand that it's just because I'm a small business, I still have the opportunity to get the same things as other big stores
oh,
get.
Wow.
Yes. And
Probably price it better.
Yes, of course, because mm-hmm. I don't have that overhead.
Mm-hmm.
And so with my body products, I basically make that. I buy the raw material mm-hmm. and I actually make it. I do a lot of research on it to find out which is best for all types of skin.
Mm-hmm.
And so I enjoy it. It's very therapeutic for me to make my body scrubs, mm-hmm. my body butter. I also make a hair shine.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually, I love it. I enjoy it.
And I'm reading here, you also have women's fashion, handbags,
yes.
jewelry, accessories. You're like
yes.
the one-stop shop.
Yes. I guess when I started, I wanted to be more in fashion with mm-hmm. the clothes because my daughter went to school for fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I started making the body butter and the salt scrub, I actually found I enjoyed that better.
Mm-hmm.
So when my husband and I go to festivals, that's what we sell.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, they like it. They like the hands on. They like to touch mm-hmm. it. They like to feel it. They like the way it smells.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes the job or the business a lot more fun than the clothes side. I actually like clothes. I love clothes.
Mm-hmm.
But to actually make it and someone enjoys it and they use it.
It's fulfilling.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I know you said initially you started with the clothing. What made you enter the fashion industry?
Well, I mean, I grew up in the 80s, so mm-hmm. I was in high school. So everything was about fashion at that time. I mean,
big socks.
Yes.
What were they called? Wigwam socks and...
Leg yes. warmers.
Leg warmers, yes.
Yes. The 80s, we came out with, I mean, anything the boldest you possibly could think of, that's what we did.
As bright as it can be.
Yes. So, I actually enjoy clothes. I love fashion.
Mm-hmm.
I love everything about fashion. And so it was a no-brainer for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I always feel as a business owner, you should always do something that you enjoy, that you have a passion for.
Definitely.
Because some days you're going to be like, well, why am I doing this?
Mm-hmm.
But then you go back to the love of it. So
exactly.
That's what makes it fun.
Keeps you
me.
Going.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I say that all the time. If you're doing something and you don't like it, you need to quit. Like ASAP.
Yes.
So how long have you been in business?
Well, I started in January of 2004 is when mm-hmm. I actually got my business license. And I have just started doing the festivals this mm-hmm. year. And those have been really fulfilling because then I've been able to get out more. Like I just did a last one up in Marietta.
Mm-hmm.
They have it. It's called Holy Smokes.
Mm-hmm.
It was, that was really nice. We had a really good time. The people were wonderful. I mean, there were some nice people in Marietta. I was mm-hmm. like, I could come back.
Welcome
here again.
To Cobb.
So my husband and I really enjoyed it and we plan on going back.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now that's what we're doing is just traveling around with festivals just to get our products out there because people do like to touch. They like to feel. They like to smell. I mean,
mm-hmm.
an online presence is great
right.
for those who already know your products,
mm-hmm.
but we're trying to touch those that don't and,
mm-hmm.
and have a chance to see that, you know, my stuff is just as good as
right.
some
right.
of these big, you know, big box corporations.
Mm-hmm. So at the festival, do you sell only your body products or your clothing as well?
No, just the body products
mm-hmm.
now. It's just, it's easier
right.
because a lot of times people like to try on the clothes and there's really nowhere for them
oh,
to try
Oh, that's true.
On.
I didn't think about that.
So, but like, you know, like scarves
uh-huh.
and handbags, those things are great because a person either likes them or they don't. But
mm-hmm.
to try on clothes at a festival is kind of hard.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's good that people aren't limited to just only buying online.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And that's the way it has to be. I've been finding out being a small business owner, if you want to get out there, you have to get out there.
Yeah. No one's going to do it for you.
No.
So what, and you mentioned your body butter, and those other body products, but what makes your products different from other products?
Oh gosh. Well, first of all of my ingredients that is listed on the back of, our jars, that's what's in there.
Mm-hmm.
We do not put water. I find that water has a tendency, it's, water is great, obviously, for other things, but I find that for my skin, water isn't good. So when I...
Doesn't water just dry out your skin?
Yes, it does. So I chose not to put any water in it. I chose not to use any filler. So everything that I put in my body butter...
Okay, I'm sorry. I just opened... You brought me a jar, and I just opened it, and this... I don't care what's in it. This smells so good.
It smells
so good.
Does it work for men, too? Good.
I do have one for men. I have one for men.
Perfect.
I don't know if you want to smell like this one, though. You need you need a different fragrance.
Yeah.
This smells so good. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
keep
no,
going.
No. That's basically, like I said earlier, that I basically, when I make my stuff, I make it because I want to be a consumer of it.
Mm-hmm.
And even though our stuff.
You make it for you.
Yes,
people
I
like
do.
You. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I have different scents when I make the body butter, but I basically make it for to make sure your skin is not dried out, to heal it, to condition it, to moisturize it.
Mm-hmm.
And
smell good.
Yes, and you don't have to use a lot. Our stuff you do not have to use a lot. And my skin is dry, so I make stuff that's based on dry skin.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yes.
For me. So throughout this whole process, I know you said you've been doing this since 2004. Have you had a mentor throughout all of this?
Well, let's see. Actually, I would say my mother has always been my mentor. I mean, growing up as a daughter, the only daughter, as I have two brothers, you know, you have that mom and daughter conflict. But when you become an older person and into your 20s and 30s, you come to realize that your mother was grooming you to be the person that you end up being later in life. And so I would have to say that my mom has been a very strong, positive motivation in my life. She has, I guess she's in the stages of Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
hard. My grandmother's going through that right now.
It's really hard because you don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, she can still have a conversation just fine. But you see it different. My mother was a very strong natured woman, very opinionated. And she didn't care about anybody's feelings, you know, when she said, hey, this is how it's going to be. And when you don't see that anymore, you miss it.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard. It's been hard for me. My grandmother's been going through it. It's been the dementia started. It's been about 15 years or so. So now, you know, progressively it's gotten worse. And now when I see her, she's like, oh, hey, how you doing? But I can tell, like, she doesn't know who the heck I am. But it's hurtful. But at the same time, it's good to have those memories, you know, to remember the person she once was, you know?
Yes.
We'll get it. That's a whole nother show.
But yes, it is.
But tell our listeners how they can find out more about your company and where they can purchase.
Okay. Well, my website is www.jillianstopdrawer.net. And right now we're online and we just travel around, Atlanta, and I actually have a fan page on Facebook where you can just top in Jillian's Top Drawer. You will find us.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually put everything, anytime that wherever we go or wherever we're going or what we're doing, it's posted on there. Mm-hmm. You actually can call my 800 number, which is 800-959-4510.
I'm scrambling. I'm looking for it. I don't have it written down.
Yeah.
Now, if any of our COP listeners are interested in having you at an event, should they also call that number?
Yes, they can call me or they can email me at customerservice@jillianstopdrawer.net.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank
You're going
you.
To hang out while we
of
talk
course.
To Ryan.
I want to hear about all this stuff.
Because I'm excited to learn more about this wounded warrior project.
Yes.
Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh,
this
of
is
course.
Lovely with the skyline right behind you
oh,
as well.
Oh, yes. I love our view. So I have to, but the blinds are up in the studio because I'm sitting here freezing cold, but the sunshine is definitely a mood enhancer.
It's definitely nice.
Yes.
I'm impressed.
So Ryan, tell us about yourself.
All right. So once again, name is Ryan. I am enrolled at the Life University College in Marietta, Georgia. I am pursuing right now a master's degree in sport health science as well as the doctorate in chiropractic. I come from
smarty pants.
not that smart. Just work hard, I guess. But I come from Sarasota, Florida. I went to my undergraduate at Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton. And I've always just kind of had a passion for service and, you know, helping other people. I was a personal trainer for a little while, played football, been in the athletics. And I always just wanted
to look like a jock. That fits you.
It's the shirt.
It's the shirt.
Yeah. Under Armour.
Shout out to Under Armour, right?
Right.
Insert plug here. Sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. But yeah, so I came up here, you know, on a mission, and the principles of Life University really kind of correlated with mine and what my life experiences have taught me, just to give, to love, to do, to serve. So that's kind of what I've been trying to do. And luckily enough, I was fortunate to kind of fall on the lap of the Wounded Warrior Project, and I'm here now.
So what is that? Tell us about this project.
So the Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization. I believe they're one of the top organizations in the country right now.
Oh, awesome.
They were founded in 2003. Right now they're headquartered in Jacksonville, Florida. Mm-hmm. And their mission is to honor and empower wounded warriors. Mm-hmm. And they do so through about 20 different programs that take a holistic approach to their care. It incorporates mind, body, and economic empowerment. So some of the things they do with, like, the mind aspect, you know, there's a lot of people that suffer from PTSD and traumatic brain injuries in the wars. I think there's about 320,000 TBI injuries and over 400,000 active personnel that have PTSD.
That's so disturbing.
Just some statistics. But, yeah, the mind portion, they have this Project Odyssey is what it's called, and it's actually like an outdoor kind of retreat. So they can take, you know, any of the members out. And all of this is actually free for the Wounded Warriors. All this is funded by, you know, public fundraising, because they don't receive any governmental funding for the nonprofit. But they take them outside, you know, and they've got, like, a retreat that they go to, and they can bring, you know, other military personnel. And
Where's the retreat? I'm sorry.
So I don't think they have an exact location. I think it's kind of, you know, individualized by the person, and depending what they do, because they can do fishing, they can do skiing, hiking, you know, any of those sorts. And so they come up with a plan, and it's very individualized and based on the needs of that person.
So how did you become involved with this project?
So I became involved in September of 2014, last year, with a couple friends, Ty Carzoli and Norris Goldberg. We just kind of fell in the lap of it. You know, they started up the student ambassador program, I want to say, a couple years ago. And, you know, like I said, we've always been in the life of service and, you know, giving to others. And I've always wanted to give back to the military personnel. I never served or anything like that, but it's always been on my plate to-do list to give back to them. And I thought, what a perfect opportunity. So
Definitely.
We took advantage of it, and we hosted our first event actually in March of this year, a powerlifting competition called Lift for Life, which was at, CrossFit on the Square. That's where it was. Wow. But we raised just shy of $10,000 in about 5 weeks.
Awesome.
So it was a scramble, to say the least. It looked from the outside, maybe we knew what we were doing, but it was pretty fun. I had a great time doing it. And
no one saw behind the scenes, so it was perfect to everyone.
Exactly.
<else. laughs>
It's like the shirt, you know, I'm wearing right now.
Exactly.
But,
so what's the Wounded Warrior Classic?
So the Wounded Warrior Classic, this is our next event. We're trying to do two events a year. We're going to stick with the Lift for Life event. They'll be coming up again in March of this next year. It's definitely going to be bigger. But the Wounded Warrior Classic is a charity golf scramble. It's a best ball format for golfers. So, you know, anybody of any skill level can play. If you're not familiar with the scramble format, it's four people, and you basically, everyone hits one ball or their ball, and then you get to pick the best one. And then go from there.
Oh, how fun.
So, you know, three people can hit it to the right, and then all you need is one person to hit it straight. So
you can have, like, one kind of skilled person and then three beginners.
Exactly.
And you can still win.
Just bring a pro with you.
Right,
it'll be
fun. And did you mention where it was being
held? So, yeah, the Wounded Warrior Classic is going to be up in Marietta, Georgia, up at City Club of Marietta. It's just right outside of Marietta Square, next to the White Hilton Hotel.
Okay.
It's a gorgeous course, and right now, got great elevation, by the way. But right now, the scenery is just phenomenal. Leaves are starting to change. The weather's perfect.
So pretty.
It's one of the best times of the year to play some golf, mm-hmm. for sure.
Well, I just went to Top Golf for the first time with my kids a couple weeks ago. And so now I think I might have a love for the, well, I have a love for hitting golf. I can't say I have a love for the game, but I had fun.
Top Golf is a great time.
It's fun. Mm-hmm. So what are the future plans at Life University for the student ambassadors?
So future plans, like I said, you know, we've got the next Lift for Life tournament coming up, and we've got the Wounded Warrior Classic right now. Mm-hmm. Those are two our big events that we plan on doing. You know, we've got them kind of spread out. So I am a full-time student. So
yeah, how do you
as
find
much
time?
As it's I don't know. Maybe I don't sleep as much as I should, but it's been a blessing though, and you mm-hmm. know, so rewarding to give back, and the people I meet, and I mean the things like this I get to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no regrets on taking this on my plate mm-hmm. Whatsoever. But that's why we're probably only going to do about two events a year.
Yeah, how long does it take to plan something like that?
So I started planning this about 3 months out, and after I Googled it, like all the big like people that have been successful in doing golf tournaments are like mm-hmm. plan 6 to 9 months out, and I'm like, oh, 3 months, oh no, like. But you know,
just gives you more motivation.
Exactly. So you know, I just started out with a basic timeline structure. You know, mm-hmm. put some dates here and there, and try to come up with a plan of action, mm-hmm. create a little committee. And then, you know, start delegating some things. And
that's the key part.
Yes. That's, one of the big things I've been learning about mm-hmm. is, you know, just leadership and delegation. Mm-hmm. And, been listening to the Andy Stanley podcast. Mm-hmm. If you haven't listened to that, it's, pretty awesome mm-hmm. stuff.
So, and I guess it helps that you have these other guys that are with you. So
100%.
Yeah. So teamwork, you know, makes the dream work.
Exactly. Teamwork mm-hmm. makes the dream work. So, mm-hmm. you know, when I can't be at some place, you know, I've got some people I can call and they mm-hmm. can definitely be there for me. So it's, mm-hmm. it's a great, cohesive kind of.
Definitely. So what are the future plans, for yourself and for your colleagues?
So for myself, like I said, you know, I'm doing the Doctor of Chiropractic program. I'm actually, specializing in a motion x-ray analysis mm-hmm. that we do. So traditional chiropractic, you know, they'll take static x-rays
mm-hmm.
and we've actually found that we can gain more information from a motion x-ray analysis, you know, because if you think about
that
it, the
makes
body
sense. So
exactly
you can see how
right?
things are moving, right?
You know, the body is made to move and mm-hmm. you know, that's what we should be analyzing it during its motion.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of my thoughts on that. And also I actually specializing in functional neurology. There's a It used to be Carrick Brain Center, but a Cerebrum Health Center right here off Windy Hill Road.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Carrick was the founder of functional neurology. And if you didn't remember a while back when Sidney Crosby was here, had a bunch of concussions, and there's been a lot of other stories about that. But he's doing fabulous things with TBIs, concussions, and PTSD, actually.
Mm-hmm.
He just, I believe, completed a Harvard research study about some PTSD and some things that they're starting to find with correlations with the traumatic brain injury and how functional neurology can help with that. So it's
awesome.
Pretty awesome. That is another time-consuming task that I have.
That can be another show. Right?
Yeah, for sure.
So if our listeners want to learn more about the project and especially more about your upcoming event, how can they learn more?
So for the Wounded Warrior Project, you can go to woundedwarriorproject.org and you can find all the information they have. They've got lists and lists of cities, you know, and people in the cities that are, you know, either student ambassadors or caregivers for Wounded Warrior Project. And there's always things to do and always mm-hmm. ways to help out. Mm-hmm. So if you want to volunteer, you know, you can go there and reach out to them and they will surely get you a place to go.
Awesome.
And if you want to find more information about the Wounded Warrior Classic, we have our registration page, which is woundedwarriorclassic.com, all one word. And I'm actually going to be giving out a discount code for 10% off the entrance fee. It's going to be Cobb Radio X, all one word. And you can put that in when you sign up. And the cost for the tournament is $100. Like I said, all proceeds going towards the Wounded Warrior Project. And it's going to be a great time. I mean, we've got a bunch of sponsors, Windy Hill Athletic Club. Mm-hmm. We've got Harley Davidson, which actually is donating a custom Harley Davidson for the hole-in-one prize.
Oh, wow.
So if you've ever wanted to ride a sweet bike.
Uh-huh. You know, for $100, you can own the Harley Davidson.
Yeah, if you hit a hole-in-one, you know, but I have faith in you.
yeah, not me. Someone listening, but not me.
Yeah, for all you listeners out there.
I don't have that much faith in myself.
I have faith in you.
Thanks. So, Ryan, you have told us about how you guys are empowering people through your project.
Mm-hmm.
And Trisha, definitely, I know you're providing empowerment through your business.
Yes.
So are you guys ready to hear about the good wig doctor and how she is empowering people?
Let's hear it.
Welcome, Dr. Erica Gamble.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you?
I'm doing just great this morning.
Good. So tell us a little bit about how you got this name, the wig doctor.
Wow. Okay. So So a little bit about me. My background is human resources. So I'm a human resources professional by trade. Almost 15 to 16 years working in corporate, and I received my earned doctorate degree in organizational leadership and behavior. So I'm Dr. Erica Gamble. Well, and that's where the name the wig doctor comes from. But the story actually, you know, really just came from me and my love of wigs. So that's actually how I tied the two together. I am coming from a family of mostly women. My father had 9 sisters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then it's just me and my sister. And of course, I had my grandmothers. And so just watching all these women who always kept their hair together. You know, it's like, you know, when you see that growing up, you think, okay, well, you know, they all did it. I have to do it too. And so with that said, now, not all of them wore wigs. Some of them may have. I might not have known that as a kid, but growing up, you know, I had one aunt in particular who she wore a wig all the time. And so I used to always wonder, like, how does she keep her hair no matter rain, snow? You know, her hair is always perfect, you know, and as a kid, you don't know. And so, of course, as I got older, I realized that she was wearing a wig. And so I started wearing wigs in high school. And I went to private school, and I remember I put a wig on, I think it was like 9th or 10th grade, and I got in trouble for it. You know, yeah. So, and I'm thinking, well, this is what I want to do. You know, my hair wasn't the way I wanted it to
be. Was it like some...
I was in private
like
school.
Wild hair?
No, well, no, but you know, I was in all girls Catholic school, and you know, you just
I went to one of those, so I know how.
You just couldn't do certain things, and so and I believe it was my mother's, and it might not have been, you know,
maybe it was a mature
age appropriate, right? But at any rate, so that's just where it started, and I've been wearing wigs ever since. So, and I do have a head full of hair, but people always, you know, are surprised about why I wear wigs. And for me, it's just that that's just what I love
to do.
You
just like it. Right.
Yeah.
It's like, why do you wear those shoes?
Right.
So who wears wigs? Besides you, who, I guess, would you say is your ideal client? Who are the people that you are searching for that will wear these products?
Very interesting. As a college professor, and I've been a college professor also for about 16 years, and one of the things that I realized when I'm standing in front of my students, especially like day one, the first thing that they focus on is my hair.
Yeah, I mean, this is a gorgeous color on your, I'm assuming it's a wig.
It is a wig.
It's a
gorgeous
color.
Yeah, this is
like
my girl. This is called Cool Silver. Yes. So, you know, awesome. My students would focus on my hair. And a lot of times, you know, when we're doing our introductions and we're getting ready to start class, they would ask me, you know, I would ask them, do you have any questions? And, you know, they would look around, and then they would, you know, some of them would say, Dr. Gamble, you know, wow, we love your hair, or we love your hair color. So I realized that that was kind of a distraction, but in a good way. And so with that being said, a lot of my students, because, you know, as you know, being in college, you know, sometimes you're on a limited fund. And a lot of the young ladies would say, you know, that would be a good idea. If I could just get a good wig that would last me through the semester, I wouldn't have to worry about paying
all these hair appointments.
Trying to get my hair done when I could just get a good wig. So there are a lot of people who wear wigs, people who have hair. People who might not be able to afford to keep their hair up the way they'd like to. I have clients who have alopecia. I have cancer clients that are going through chemotherapy or going through treatments. I have people who have a lot of different issues. And surprisingly, there are a lot of men who also wear Toupees.
Well, you looked at me.
She looked, I know. Wow. I looked at you. I didn't want to say wig, because men who wear.
But Ryan, please clarify that this is.
Yeah,
this is your
I
hair.
Do have hair.
Yes,
so.
He has
Ryan's
hair.
Got good
God.
Hair.
Yes,
yeah,
he does.
Thank you.
You know, but you have to be careful because men get offended. So you mm-hmm. don't want to say a man has on a wig, mm-hmm. you know. And of course, the whole, you know, but it's actually called a toupee mm-hmm. or a hair piece. But men actually do wear them as well, and of course, children. Who are struggling with cancer. Mm-hmm.
So how did you turn this into a business? So clearly this was your passion and you turned this into a business. What did that process look like from corporate America, human resources, professor to the wig doctor?
Yeah. So, you know, realistically, my husband and I, we live here in Marietta. We built our home a year and a half ago. And for many of you who have homes, you know, well, women, sorry, Ryan, we don't have enough closet space, right? And so when we were in the process of moving into our home, our closet, you know, I was moving my clothes in, moving my girls in. And
AKA your wigs.
Yes,
right?
AKA those wigs. And so there was not enough room for my husband. There was not enough room for his things. Mm-hmm. I had probably about 50 wigs.
Wow.
And they are all stored on mannequins. They're up. They have on, you know, they're properly, they need to be, you know, right. Mm-hmm. And so with that being said, you know, he kind of said, bless his heart, you know, he's like, mm-hmm. well, you know, I don't have any place to put my things. And so really, in July, I thought about it and I'm sitting around looking at all these wigs and I thought, you know, maybe I could share these wigs with other people. Mm-hmm. And that idea just came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, I didn't have a plan. I just did it.
So you started selling your own?
I started selling some of my own. Many of them, of course, now a lot of them were wigs that I made. Mm-hmm. Some of them were wigs that I purchased, and many of them, or most of them, I hadn't worn. Mm-hmm. Now, some I had worn. They were, like, gently worn. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, people would walk up to me and say, oh, my gosh, I love your hair. I love your hair color. And I would just, you know, ask,
do you want one?
Do you want it? Yeah, do you like it? Do you want it? You can have it. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So how long ago was that? Because what the listeners don't know is that you're having a grand opening for a store in Marietta.
Yes. So I decided in July that I would look for a storefront. Mm-hmm. And so as of August, I secured a storefront in Marietta on Roswell Street, where I started with probably about 75 wigs in the storefront. And it just started to grow and grow and grow and grow. And so I decided that, you know, with that, I'll keep it going and I'll continue to see who I can help and what kind of, you know, clients I could drive into the business who's interested. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, there's a grand opening on October 24th from 3 to 6. I'm so excited because I want people to come out and, you know, just kind of see what the alternatives are, you know.
So. Do you still have your 9 to 5 or?
No.
You've jumped in?
I left corporate. Well, human resources. So, you know, again, that's my discipline and my passion. I do consulting on the side mm-hmm. For a couple of businesses, business owners who, you know, have HR related needs. I am still a college professor. I mm-hmm. still do teach mm-hmm. Primarily online right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm working closely with doctoral candidates. So those students who are working on their dissertation. So mm-hmm. I really have a handful of students who are closely to earning their doctorate degree. So I'm sort of like their coach.
Okay.
So I'm coaching them through the process. And in between doing all that, I am the wigologist.
The wigologist,
yes.
The wig doctor. I love
yes.
it.
Yes, yes.
The wigpreneur. That's what we yeah. should call you.
Yes, I love it.
So being that it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, maybe you can give us a little bit of information about the types of organizations you partner with.
Absolutely. One thing I'll say is that I don't, not that I know of, have anyone close to me who has been through breast cancer mm-hmm. or through any kind of treatments or anything like that. But I do have a lot of close friends who have lost mothers, aunts, sisters to breast cancer. And when I open my doors, one of the first women to walk through the door was a woman who was going through chemotherapy.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, she came in, I had absolutely no hair, and you know, she said, you know, can you help me? I need some hair, you know, mm-hmm. I'm tired of looking like this. And I thought, wow, I was just really,
I got
really
chills. Like,
yeah. I was so, you know, I was stunned. And I think she was looking at me like, girl, if you don't get over here and give me this wig, you know. And I just couldn't believe it. And so with that, she brought friends. Mm-hmm. And so I partnered.
It's like a totally different aspect. It's not just about the outside.
Yeah.
You know, it's really about helping someone heal internally with a wig.
With a wig. Yeah, I mean, because she really said, you know, I've been going to all these places and I haven't been able to find anybody who really cares about what my wig looks like. Mm-hmm. You know, you can buy a wig from anywhere. There's tons of places, but you want somebody who wants to take the time, care, and concern to give you the right wig and to fit it properly. And so after she came in, she introduced me to a couple of other women who were going through cancer, all different types of cancer, not just breast cancer, but different types of cancer. And with that, being in Marietta, we do have a cancer center called Loving Arms. And so I partner with Loving Arms Cancer Outreach. And what they do is they help women who are going through cancer with, you know, support of everything from rent to resources to finding a wig and having a wig so that they can go back to work or whatever it is that they do. And so I partner with them. What I do is I look for people who want to donate wigs. If they donate the wig to me, they bring it to me, I wash it or refurbish it, clean it up, donate it to a woman who needs a wig. And then, or also, any new wigs that I buy that, you know, I don't feel like may sell or, you know, somebody's maybe not interested in, it's still a good wig, I'll donate it to them. So I partner with them. And also I partner with, Dr. Tanya Cole, who's out of Decatur, who is a cardiologist, and she's been treating breast cancer patients for over 20 years, and she was recently diagnosed in the last 6 months herself.
Oh, wow.
And she came out and she did an interview with me to just really talk about wigs and, you know, wig 101 basically. But even with that, she started a foundation called The Beauty of Cancer. And again, we talked about the importance of women when they're going through this. Most importantly, it's about their health, but they still want to feel good on the outside, you know? And so a lot of times, many of us may see a woman, you know, sometimes you can tell a woman has a wig on because it's just a bad wig. And I feel like because a woman is going through chemotherapy or she has alopecia, she has hair loss, you don't have to know that she has on a wig.
Right.
You know, that's what's most important.
Well, is there a specific wig for cancer patients?
You know, they have on the market what they call medical wigs. I struggle with that term, but... You know, I think there's a lot of different options out there. The one thing that a person that is going through anything and they have scalp issues, they want to find a breathable wig. Because even if you don't have hair or you know, are losing your hair, if your hair is in the process of growing back, you don't want to damage what you have. And so you want to find a wig that is breathable and something that is not tight fitting around the outer area of the head. You know, you want to make sure that it's secure and it's fitting, but there's really not a special wig for, you know, a person that's going through anything. It's just about what's right for you and what feels right.
So what about human versus synthetic wigs?
Human versus synthetic wigs. So I always tell my ladies that a human hair is just like your own. If you have on a human hair wig and you go out in the rain, it's going to do exactly what your human hair would do. It's going to frizz or it's going to, you know, you'll lose your curls, whatever happens. Human hair wigs are a lot more expensive and they're a little bit more to keep up with. A synthetic wig is what I always call the just the temporary helmets or wig hats. You know, they're usually anywhere from, you know, $10 to, you know, maybe $80. There's a wide range. But it's temporary. It's synthetic. It's made of synthetic fibers. It's not meant to last. It's not meant to last forever. But if you pay $30 for it and you wear
you
it every
you
day,
for, right?
you get what you pay for. So I always tell people to know the difference in what you're getting and be careful of wigs that are, labeled human hair because they may not be. And so you really have to, or you really should be educated on what you're buying.
Definitely. So how should people store the wig? Once they buy it from you, how should they store it?
So what I recommend for the wigs that are longer, you want to store it on a mannequin, that is in a taller length mannequin. There's a lot of different options for those. Those are a little bit more expensive. Those run anywhere from $15 to $50. But if you invest in a wig, you want to invest in storage unit for it. There's also the styrofoam wig heads that usually are about $4. I don't really recommend those for long hair wigs. I recommend those for wigs that are short, because you don't want your wig rubbing up against, you know, like a countertop or table or wherever you store it, because your ends will get frizzy. So you want to store it in a high place away from things that it can get tangled on, mm-hmm. you know, or what I really love are wig boxes. Mm-hmm. And so those are kind of like your hat boxes, but they're for wigs. And so if you're traveling around, you can store your wig in your wig box. It'll be safe. I carry mine on the plane.
Mm-hmm. No one knows.
Yeah, they have their own seat. Put them in a seat belt. So, you know, it's really important. What you have to decide, you know, how long you want to keep this wig. And, mm-hmm. and that's what determines how you care for it.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Mm-hmm. Well, tell us more about your grand opening. What can people expect?
So the grand opening will be Saturday, October 24th, from 3 to 6. We will have quite a few things going on, hopefully. Some wig demonstrations. I'm having a couple of wig models who will demonstrate, you know, how to put on a wig, how to take it off, how to store it. I'm hoping that my sister will do that. So I'm hoping she's listening. I think she'll be my model, but we'll have some wig demonstrations. We'll have, just some hair information, you know, what people can expect. Also, we'll have the Cancer Support Center coming out to talk about the services that they offer in the community and how we can help. We'll have probably quite a few people stopping through. I don't know. My event planner is really, really doing a fantastic job. So I don't know everything that you know.
You just
could
know where
happen.
To be.
Yeah, I just know where there. To be and just what wig to wear. But you know, I just want everybody to come out. You know, and also I'm looking for people to come out to in support of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So mm-hmm. I'm asking that people come out even if they don't wear wigs, mm-hmm. they can. Provide a donation for someone who is in need of a wig. Mm-hmm. And we're also going to do a wig giveaway too for someone who's in need.
And what's the name of your store?
It's The Wig Doctor.
Oh, The Wig Doctor.
It is The Wig Doctor. Yes.
Named after you,
yes,
right?
It is The Wig Doctor.
And can you give us the address one more time?
Yes, absolutely. I'm at 595 Roswell Street in Marietta, and the zip code is 30060, and I'm right by Marietta Square. So I'm not exactly on the square, but mm-hmm. I'm like less than a mile from the square.
Okay. And if the listeners want to learn more about you, is there a website where they can reference?
Yes, it is www.wigdoctor. So that's WIGDR.com. I'm also on Instagram at ATL Wig Doctor and Twitter at ATL Wig Doctor.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing.
Thank you for having me.
So, Trisha, Ryan, thank the two of you as well. It's
thank
a good
you.
Show. Yeah. Lots yes. of information.
Thank you for having us on here.
That's you're
awesome.
Welcome. Yes, anytime. Anytime. So this is Lanice Williams. I am signing off on another edition of Cobb County Business Radio X, where we highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. Until next time.